3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that you should be talking about. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, yo, Gev, what do you want to talk about? It's your boy, BKS, best kept secret in all entertainment today.
I don't know how I feel about that, but before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
What do you mean how you feel about it? If WWE could claim themselves as the worldwide entertainment, I could proclaim myself as the best kept secret in entertainment today.
It was that little accent thing you did. I don't know.
What accent?
So, what do you have for us today? I'm interested to see what's brewing in your world. Could be a lot of things.
After the last episode of 2024 with the meat episode, we're going back to the basics. You could say we're going back and we're going to run some ropes.
That is a deep cut.
That is a deep cut. Not even the real ones. No, we the ones out here. No, you're the twos. We the ones. But, so 2023 ended, and I want to give out darts because ESPN released the Pro Wrestling Awards for 2023, and now that 2023 has ended, I want us, with 2024 eyes, to look back and see if we agree or disagree with this list and see if we can name one better. How about them apples?
As I'm wearing my Cody Rhodes shirt, you know.
Claim your kingdom.
Not gonna be biased at all. But okay, let's do it.
All right, I'm gonna start it off. Who would you? So 2023, ESPN says who won the Pro Wrestling Awards for Women's Wrestler of the Year? They said Rhea Ripley.
This is strictly WWE, or is this wrestling?
It's all wrestling.
Okay, I would say yes. Maybe. Maybe Bianca is, like, a very close second.
I feel like for the rest of the year, Bianca, besides WrestleMania, Bianca has been, like, a step note. Hasn't been relevant on either Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, when comparing apples to apples, I would definitely say Rhea here.
You would say Rhea. You're kind of, I always say you're also kind of biased because you have a soft spot for Mommy. But I gotta say, somebody that broke out this year, because I feel like everyone knew what Rhea Ripley was capable of. She just needed that moment. So, wrestler of the year, I gotta give it to Tiffany Stratton.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like that's after that match with her, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, Rhea was more frequently on the main roster. But you also gotta remember, for a lot of pay-per-views, she didn't really have any stories going on, like dividing. Like sometimes there were pay-per-views where she didn't defend her title. Yes. And I can't even name like a good Rhea Ripley match in 2023 besides the WrestleMania match that happened this year. Where, Tiffany Stratton, I could talk about her winning the women's title, the matches with Becky Lynch, which was insane.
Yeah, no, Tiffany Stratton, like, if you're really getting granular, I would say that's a good shout there.
So you can see why I went with Tiffany Stratton.
Yes, for sure.
I would say, all right, next one is ESPN, Male Wrestler of the Year.
Ooh.
Of 2023. Do you want me to say what ESPN has and then say if you agree or disagree?
I want to say Cody.
ESPN has given Cody Rhodes that reward of Male Wrestler of the Year.
The only reason why I'm saying it, bias aside, let's not forget 2023, if I'm not mistaken, was the year he returned.
Yeah, he returned in that Rumble.
He returned, and he went through, was Hell in a Cell that year too?
No, it was 2022 when he went to the Hell in a Cell.
I was going to say, because that
how he got
too.
Injured and then he came back in 2023.
But, like, regardless, I think Cody has had a great year with his feud with Brock Lesnar. As much as that got tired over like a few matches. His match at Backlash in Puerto Rico, that's a good one. Honestly. I'm surprised, honestly, with them going Cody here and not like Seth or, let's just face it, Roman at this point too.
Well, Roman hasn't been on or around here, so you can't give him Wrestler of the Year. Male Wrestler of the Year.
I get that, but it's also, this is the year he set the record. This is the year he had arguably the biggest bloodline year, like storyline wise. So, I don't know, maybe having him there potentially would have been better than Cody. I don't know.
I would say either Gunther.
Okay.
With the IC title, because you have, let's start it off with the triple threat match at WrestleMania. The matches on Raw every week with Tommaso Ciampa, with Chad Gable. That whole story going into it, which was made Chad Gable a megastar. He is. Give Miz one of his best matches he ever had. But the one person who I'm going to say is the Male Wrestler of the Year is MJF.
Yeah.
The MJF, not only did he carry AEW, he's been saying it for the longest. Better, the best dog collar match, the best fatal four-way match, the best fatal five-way match, the story with the devil, AEW's Adam Cole, Samoa Joe. Like, when it comes to storylines and going in, I was tuning in an AEW every week, be like, oh, what's going to be the next wrinkle of that match? I want to know what's going on. With Cody, it was just like, all right, he goes against Brock. All right, now he's taking a side story with Jey Uso. Yeah. That preference should be the best promo of the year. That
yeah.
100%, which, by the way, it's on the list later on. So do you, gun to the head, Cody Rhodes or MJF, best male wrestler of the year?
I would go MJF.
All right.
It's only for the fact I'm looking at, yes, Cody sells merch. He sells out arenas. Like, he is a megastar, whether you like it or not. But when we're talking about sheer impact to the company they work in, yes, Cody has had that. But Cody's impact is not going to be felt until he gets his run with the world title. MJF now is doing that, and he's running with it. And you clearly see the impact it's had on AEW.
Oh, yeah. And being killing him, having the best Fatal 4-Way, having the best Triple Threat, having the best Iron Man. It's like, man was hot before losing the title to Samoa Joe. But going on, runner-ups, sorry, I forgot to mention the runner-ups for the women's female wrestler of the year. They said it was Io Sky and Golina, Giulia.
Okay.
Io Sky, you see it because, you know, she won Money in the Bank and the Damage Control storyline is going off.
That's who I thought you were going to say at first.
I honestly didn't come to mind at all.
Well, I got you pegged wrong then. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm the type of guy who likes getting pegged the right way.
Of course.
And then for the male, hey, if mommy comes pegging on you, you're not going to say no.
Not going to disclose that.
And then so it was a 3-way tie for the men's wrestler of the year with Roman Reigns, MJF, and Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay, okay. He's been weird. Like I've watched him in like New Japan and stuff like that. Look how cool I am. I mentioned New Japan and Will Ospreay in the same sentence. He's gone to AEW, and this is the same thing that's happened with Jay White. They don't feel like superstars. Like, Jay White, just to me, at least now, he feels like a side piece, like a B, maybe even C tier superstar.
I mean, just look at Joe. Joe was felt like a B, C superstars until his feud with MJF. Yep. I think it's just opportunity needs to be knocking. I'm like, I'm still waiting for you. Look at Swerve Strickland. Not even a main event person you would have thought in WWE. This man's getting the his song, people are doing the dance, people are craving him to be AEW World Champion.
So I think he's their Jey Uso.
Yes, I 100% agree. I swear,
if I had to pick like a comparison, it's just, you know, over with the crowd, you can have a great match, and when put in the spotlight, he can deliver. So
I mean, you said the same thing with LA Knight. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that was the other person I was going to say, but, you know. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
I would have said it too, but they literally clipped his wings.
They did.
Multiple times. All right. Tag team of the year.
Ooh. I feel like this is a non-WWE team. Because, like, outside of, like, the Usos, they can't give it to the Usos.
I mean, throughout the whole year, the Usos broke up at SummerSlam.
Yeah. I'm not going to say Judgment Day. I don't like that look.
I didn't give a look. I don't really
talk. I don't like that look. I'm just... because I honestly don't know. I'm just going to say a non-WWE tag team.
Alright, so... which I don't really agree on about this, but the runner-up was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Which, honestly, I kind of see it. But like I said, they were champions, and then they lost it to... Well, the Judgment Day? They lost it to the Judgment Day, right?
At Judgment Day.
But tag team of the year was FTR.
Yep, there it is.
FTR, which I can't give like a team, like a match that they had in AEW, that'd be like, oh yeah, that's tag team of the year. But do you agree, FTR? Like I said, I can't agree with that.
I think with FTR, their situation was much like you said, as far as with MJF goes. Whenever you talk about, for lack of better terms, the MJF version of a tag team, that's what they were. They had the best tag team matches. You can argue, too, the Gun Club or whatever they're called. Is that what they're called? Gun Club?
Mm-hmm. Billy Gunn's kids, Austin and Evan, are the Gun Club, but they're now part of Bullet Club. Go, baby!
So, yeah. So, like, I would argue them too, as a potential tag team of the year. I thought they were great.
You know, you could also say Jay and Cody, but they were a team for a cup of tea, just like MJF and Adam Cole, a cup of tea.
The Acclaimed.
The Acclaimed. You know what? Best, I would say, three-man group.
Three-man.
Because they're also the six-man tag team champions right now in the WWE, I believe.
Wait, is this the category, or?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I would argue. That'd be up there.
All right, this one might be an easy one. Debut of the year. which is kind of misleading from what how ESPN has it.
Oh. Am I going to say Jake Paul?
Did Jake Paul make a debut?
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. I keep forgetting, like, he had his match at, what is it, SummerSlam, like, Logan 2 years ago?
Jake Paul now came to the WWE. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Debut. There's a mentor setting in.
It is.
Yeah,
Ooh.
It is.
Who is
this? This is really misleading. I wouldn't blame you.
Bad Bunny? I don't know. The Backlash?
No, because he already made a debut. All right, so, like I said, really misleading. I wouldn't have guessed this. But the runner-up is Mercedes Moné, her debut at, I believe, New Japan.
Oh, when you factor in that stuff, yeah. I mean.
But, like I said, this is really stupid. But the debut of the year was CM Punk, which I feel like is more like a return than debut.
In AEW or WWE?
Oh, no, in WWE.
Oh, so they just snuck that one in there.
Yeah. Like I said, it's misleading because he already debuted with WWE. It's more like
that should be a return. Yeah, that should be a return.
All right. Storyline of the year.
This has to be Bloodline related.
So they have it as... So runner-up is MJF and Adam Cole.
Yep.
Which, if you take it, started around August at All In London and ended up at World's End. The main storyline is Bloodline 2.0, which I don't really get why it's called 2.0. Honestly, I was more interested with the Chad Gable and Gunther storyline.
Yeah. No, that was very, like what we kept saying, that we gotten to a point where the Bloodline's just like, all right, can we do something? Like, can something big happen? And I'm not talking like, oh, like Jey Uso is now back with his brother. I'm talking about Roman needs to get beat. But I digress.
I agree. But pay-per-view of the runner-ups and MJF Adam Cole, I feel like the MJF Adam Cole should go over the Bloodline 2.0. Because this whole year, besides the Bloodline breaking up at Night of Champions, the match with Jey Uso and Roman, I feel like the Adam Cole and MJF was a better storyline this year than the Bloodline. And I feel like you said, it's because, okay, when is it going to end? When is the next thing coming up? The next one is Match of the Year.
Ooh. Match of the Year.
Match of the Year.
This is hard because it's like all promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Can you at least give me WWE or AEW?
The runner-up or winner?
Winner.
Winner is... All right. That's kind of weird. So, it's AEW.
Okay.
Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, so this is like a Forbidden Door type deal.
They said Forbidden Door and Wrestle Kingdom.
Okay. That really narrows it down. I'm just going to assume it involves Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. As far as who, I have the picture of him in my head, but I don't remember his name. Okada? Is that what his name is?
No. That is his name, but that's not the person that's in this match.
But it's Kenny Omega and someone else.
Yes.
He didn't face Tanahashi. Did he? Hiroshi Tanahashi? Kenny Omega?
You're locking me down?
Yeah.
No, it's Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay.
Oh, come on. I thought I had it. I was going to say, wow. I know what I'm talking about.
I both Forbidden Door and Wrestle Kingdom, which I'm like, granted, he does all the same people, two different matches. It's like, all right. The runner-up, which you should be happy about, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
That was a really good match.
I would have given Ciampa versus, not Ciampa, Chad Gable and Gunther. I keep saying this match, because that match had me on the edge of my seat. Because the fact that Gunther and the fact that Chad Gable has never held a singles title.
You talking Talk about edge of your seat. Roman Cody.
No, I knew Roman was winning.
This guy. It all changes this year. New year, new me.
Watch, I'm going to break the mold. I'm going to be like,
nah.
Who do you think was the breakout wrestler of the year?
I'm going Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's not in the wrestling coming.
Logan Paul, my bad. Like, you get them confused. They're both the same.
Clearly not. Runner-up is Swerve Strickland, which I think should have been breakout wrestler of the year. They have ESPN has LA Knight. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you know I'm an LA guy. I've been Eli Jake since day one.
Yeah.
But the fact, like I said, if he had won the Money in the Bank and didn't face Roman at Crown Jewel, I would have said give it to my boy. Yeah. But since that he lost the Money in the Bank, he lost the Crown Jewel, clipping his wings, I can't give it to LA Knight this year. Swerve Strickland, I can see him giving to Jey Uso. If he had held the IC title at the end of 2023, maybe.
I'm happy they gave it to LA Knight, though. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Really?
I'd say so.
All right, let's see. What do we got next? Pay-per-view of the year.
I'm going to say it's an AEW one. Is it that Wrestle Kingdom one? No. Forbidden Door?
No, but for Forbidden Door, it is the runner-up.
Brawl Out or All Out? Wembley?
No.
Everyone was watching that. I don't know. Let me know.
WrestleMania 39.
Really?
The ESPN named best pay-per-view of the year, which I can't do it good hearted because WrestleMania 31, I feel like, was way better than WrestleMania 32. I mean, WrestleMania 39 part of day one was better than WrestleMania 39 day two.
Did they clarify? This is both nights, night two. No. Okay.
Because they're mentioning every match. They mentioned Charlotte Flair versus Rhea had the best storyline in the game. Bloodline main event is Saturday, the Usos versus Sammy, and Sunday with Roman versus Cody in the Night Festival. The backdrop of SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California brought the Hollywood spotlight, which included the epic improvement of The Miz's Snoop Dogg after Shane McMahon injured his quad during his promo. While WrestleMania 39 wasn't perfect, it delivered as an industry grand greatest 40-hour run in sports entertainment. We'll see you in four. Yeah, so they're counting both WrestleMania 39's day one and day two, which I think the first night was better than the night two one.
Yeah, I would say so. Night one had a good ending, which was Sammy and Kevin Owens. Yeah, mm-hmm.
The first Muslim to main event WrestleMania and the first team to ever main event WrestleMania. All right, here's the last one. This is going to be a hard one. I don't think you're going to get it, but promo of the year. Promo artist, sorry.
So this is like the person who cut the promo.
Yeah, best promo artist. The person that had, every time we cut a promo, everyone was with it.
My heart says MJF. I'm going to go MJF.
Yeah, MJF was its promo artist of the year, which I feel like this one.
You're going to say LA Knight. I'm going to say, whoa.
Funny enough, LA Knight is runner-up of the year, which I feel like LA Knight had everyone in the palm of their hands this year, and he should have won promo artist of the year.
Yeah. Look at that. No, I agree. Like, it's hard fought, but, you know, MJF promos are just top tier of the game.
But the fact that you coming off from March, was it March or February, where LA Knight comes up in Maryland, and that's when Drew and Sheamus are face-to-face in the ring. LA Knight comes, and the crowd are cheering him for the first time. And then you come to Money in the Bank in London, and everyone's chanting, yeah, and whose game it is. And I feel like LA Knight should have won. This one shouldn't have won Breakout Star of the Year. I feel like that could have been to, like I said, Swerve. Could have, looking back at it, Damian Priest, because he won Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Then match for Bad Bunny. That's what I'm saying.
Look at you, being reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Proud of you. Proud of you. Now, I guess to end on this, I want your prediction for your male and female superstars of the year.
For 2024.
2024.
The year's just new. Oh, God.
Year's just new. Call it now.
Breakout star of the
year. No, just men and women. Men and women. Your men's superstar and your female superstar.
All right. Gunther.
Okay.
I feel like Gunther's going to go for the title at Bash of Berlin. And call me an easy cop-out, Jade Cargill.
Damn it. I was going to say Jade Cargill. Oh.
I don't know who else. I don't know who else is going to have a bigger hype here if Jade Cargill comes and dominates the female Royal Rumble.
The only way I see that changing is if they bring up Tiffany Stratton and just absolutely push her to the moon.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I agree.
But we all know that's not how things work in those parts.
Who knows? New regime. Anything's possible.
You said your male superstar is Gunther. I'm going to go.
Only reason because I'm thinking long-term Bash of Berlin. It has to be his moment right there. His crown. His WrestleMania.
All right. Since it's early in the year, I'm probably going to forget I ever said this.
I'm not.
Call me crazy. Male superstar of the year.
Man's going to say Cody Rhodes.
The Maverick, Logan Paul.
Oh, my.
The Maverick, Logan Paul. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Podcast Network.
Logan Podcast. I can't.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Hate the game, my friend. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
I'm not even giving you an outro. Nope. Mm-mm, not doing it.